You're listening to Valley Edition. Fresno's Chaffee Zoo is one of the gems of the San Joaquin Valley. The zoo recently began construction of a major expansion funded by the Measure Z sales tax. And while that's generating a lot of attention, it pales in comparison with the buzz received by the four Malayan tiger cubs that were born at the zoo earlier this year. Those rare baby tigers can now be seen at the zoo daily. Here to tell us more is Lynn Myers. She is the assistant curator at the Chaffee Zoo. Lynn, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
These tiger cubs, it seems like they were just born a few weeks ago, and now they are the talk of the town running all about their enclosure.
They are. You know, they grow so quickly. They were born on January 5th, so just recently they hit their three-month mark, and they gain about 2 to 3 pounds a week, and so they're pushing 25 pounds now. And they're jumping, and they're running, and they're active, and they're just nonstop. So it's great to see them right now while they're really active.
This is a big thing, not only because people love baby animals, but this is a big thing for this species as well. This is an endangered species, as I understand it. There's around 500 of these in the wild. How did we come to have these tiger cubs in Fresno? Is this a breeding program?
It is a breeding program. You know, at one time we had 9 types of tigers living in the wild. Today, unfortunately, we only have 6 left, Malayan being one of them. And they hope that on a good day there may be 500 still left out in the wild. So those are one of the species that we are targeting to try to get those numbers up in captivity. So there is a Malayan breeding program in the United States, only one in the world, and there are about 60 cats in that breeding program. And our 4 cubs made that number rise to almost 60 cats. So it's pretty exciting and a really important burst because every single individual is really important for that genetic possibility in the future.
Now, these are not just nameless tiger cubs. They have names. How did they get their names and what are they?
These tiger cubs were actually named by a lot of people. What we did was anybody who worked at the zoo, it didn't matter which department, everybody got to put in their choices of names. And we had a couple stipulations in that they needed to be Malayan or Indonesian. They needed to have a meaning behind them, and they needed to be something that we could say and understand. And so we actually got over 100 names put into the arena for consideration. And then my staff, who work with the tigers every day, they actually kind of dwindled it down to names that were easy to sound, easy to say, easy for the tigers to understand, just a few syllables long. And then we actually went on Facebook and had people vote.
So what are those names and what do they mean?
We had 4 names that we ended up choosing. We have Chinta, which means love. And you can always tell Chinta because on Chinta's tail, he has a V pattern on his tail. All tiger stripes are unique to them. So their tails is how we tell them apart. Chinta has a V. Barani means brave. And Barani has a dot on his tail. Aria means warrior, has a line on her tail. And the Mbatari, she's the largest of the cubs, and her name means goddess, and she has a horseshoe on her tail.
Do they all have their own traits at this point?
They do. Aria, we always think Aria has a really sweet personality, but she's kind of mischievous in the same way, and she reminds us a lot of her mom because her mom is pretty active. Her mom's a little spitfire, and we think Aria is going to follow in that. We could be totally wrong. And then it's funny because Barani means brave, and he isn't the bravest, and he's actually the whiniest one. In fact, he whines all the time, and his mom's always going back and picking him up because he can't figure something out, or he just gives up, and he just sits there and whines, and she has to go over and carry him to the place she wants him. So if we ever hear a cub yelling, it's always Barani. So
what has the response been like?
It's been overwhelming. You know, what we have done differently with the cubs that we haven't done with any other births is we had a camera on mom before she even birthed. So we have all the birthing on tape. And then we had a monitor out in the front so our guest could watch those cubs with mom from day one all the way to the point of where they came out. And they came out at about 8 weeks of age. We put them out in the exhibit. So we had people coming to the zoo just to watch the video and to be able to be a part of that is something that we've never done before. So people got to follow them from day one. So expectations were really high by 8 weeks of age. They were pretty excited.
We were talking about the public expectation and the great interest this has received. Where are they in terms of their development? And what is the development process for tiger cub, for a Malayan tiger cub like?
You know, they turn into tigers so quickly. They really do. We did a bit of handling with them. Mom was really gracious about being able to shift away from them so we could go in and get weights on them and handle them and check them and make sure they were doing well. And they did pretty well for a few weeks, but they turn into tigers right before your eye. And when they don't like what you're doing, they're not short in letting you know that. They can bark at you. They'll try to bite you. They try to scratch. And they're also doing that to one another because it's just great fun to do that to one another also. And mom's really happy she had four because four can keep themselves occupied. It's hard on a mom when you only have one or two cubs because they tend to jump on her and chew on her and bite her. But with four, there's always someone to play with.
Now, cats of any size, any species, like to sleep a lot.
They do sleep a lot, yes.
Are these cats out on display? Or are they visible to the public?
We bring the cubs out. Mom goes out early in the morning because she does like her time away from the cubs. So she goes out pretty early in the morning. And then usually by 10 or 11 o'clock, we have the cubs going out to join her on exhibit. And she's really excited to see them and does some nursing. But yeah, they're out. The cubs are pretty much out from 11 to close. And right now that's 6 p.m. at our zoo.
When do they reach maturity? We're talking about how they become tigers so quickly.
Tigers are full size at 3 to 4 years, but they can be of breeding age by about 2.5. So 2.5, you're looking at a pretty good sized cat. As soon as they're on meat diets, which they have started already, they start gaining about 10 to 12 pounds a month.
Wow.
So they grow really fast.
What is their future like? How long will they be in Fresno?
Our estimate is that they'll be with us for about 1.5 to 2 years of age. And at that time, just like they would out in the wild, they'll break away from mom. They actually they don't get as long as well because they don't like to share resources. That's not of their nature to share resources. So at about that age in the wild, they'd go off on their own and claim territories for themselves. And here at the zoo, they'll go off to other zoos and become part of the breeding program at that time.
Now, we did have a bit of sad news earlier this week in the father of these tiger cubs, a longtime favorite of many here in Fresno at the Chaffee Zoo, Paca, was euthanized. Tell me about him and the situation there. We see the whole life cycle here before us. Tell me about Paca.
You know, Paca was a really special individual. He was a really easygoing tiger. Staff really enjoyed working with him because he was just – seemed to be very comfortable in their presence. He came to us a couple years ago from San Diego, and he really took to us right away. I think he had a great life in San Diego because people were very pleasing and very comfortable to him, including our guests. He would vocalize a lot when he was at an exhibit. Sometimes people were not sure what the vocalization meant, but basically he's claiming his territory when he's vocalizing. He's letting other tigers know, this is my spot. I'm not going to share it and don't come into it. So he's really active. He trained well. It was just a real honor to be in his presence. And any of us that worked with him, it was definitely something that we enjoyed and felt very lucky to be a part of his life.
If you just joined us on Valley Edition today, we are talking with Lynn Myers. She is the assistant curator of Fresno's Chaffee Zoo. Of course, a lot of people across the valley are talking about the four Malayan tiger cubs, which were born at the zoo earlier this year. They are certainly quite photogenic, shall we say, for folks who have seen their photos. And you can see some online at kvpr.org. But I want to talk beyond these cubs now, because there's a lot of other things at the zoo. I understand there's also some other young animals at the zoo.
Yeah, actually, we have kind of babies born throughout the year. But currently, we have a small colobus who, although she's got her adult coloring in, she is a colobus monkey and she is jumping everywhere in the exhibit. We have some new wolves that just recently came in. They're just finishing up their quarantine. And we hope that they have bred during that quarantine period. And they should be viewable to the public within the next 2 weeks. So those are great to see. We've also groundbroken for our brand new African exhibit. So that's pretty exciting because that's going to double the size of Fresno Chaffee Zoo. And all of this was made possible simply by the tax initiative that Fresno County passed several years ago that enabled us to not only build our sea lion exhibit, which has now been open for almost 2 years, it's also helping us to build this brand new African exhibit that's just going to be outstanding. We're really excited. We're going to have a big herd of giraffes. We're bringing in lions. We're bringing in cheetahs, meerkats. We're going to have a lizard exhibit, vultures, a new lodge for everybody to eat and dine with the animals. It's going to be pretty crazy and pretty fun.
The Sea Lion Cove exhibit is really stellar, and it's a great example of the type of new improvements that we're seeing at the zoo. What's the timeline like for the African exhibit, and where are we in that?
We might have to open it up because we're building so many things at once in Africa. It's not just one exhibit. It's a handful of exhibits. So some may open earlier than others, but we are hoping that we will get the ball rolling as it is now and be opening those exhibits in the fall of 2015.
With the increased interest from things like the tiger cubs, do you see attendance at the zoo up? Do you see more school kids coming through or families?
It's really up. That's exciting up. You know, every weekend we seem to have more and more people. It's pretty crazy. We have, you know, I remember years ago, I've been there for 15 years, and I remember really quiet weekends and weekdays in years past, and now our weekends, really quite a few people coming out, even our weekdays. Now it's spring, so we have a lot of school kids coming. They always kind of come with the buses in the morning in the springtime. It's a happening place in Fresno, that's for sure.
Going back to the tiger cubs, is there anything about them or this their development kind of behind the scenes that you could share that maybe most people don't know about these cubs and or maybe their mother or just the whole process?
I think one interesting fact is that both Paka and Mek are male and female. They actually are cats that came from the wild, and that is pretty unusual. Paka and Mek were living in Malaysia, and they were problem cats. They got too close. Mek especially got too close to human civilization, and generally those cats are destroyed. During the time when they got in trouble and they came into came in with humans, they were actually captured, and the government allowed six cats to leave Malaysia and come into the breeding program in the United States. And that's pretty rare because this is such a small breeding program. Every single individual is really important. And you can't make a breeding program out of just a couple pairs because genetically everybody's going to end up being related. So it was outstanding that Malaysia was actually able to allow those cats to leave because they are founder populations to this breeding program. And without them, I don't know that our breeding program would have had a chance. So both of them, they are really important. Paka helped to sire 14 cubs in his lifetime, and that's just huge. His contribution to Malayan tigers in captivity and the future of a genetic population in captivity is just – it's remarkable.
It's an incredible story, and he certainly will be missed by many in Fresno, but his bloodline will live on, and we're so excited to see these tiger cubs here at Fresno's Chaffee Zoo. Again, our guest today has been Lynn Myers. She is the assistant curator for the zoo, and the cubs are visible to the public.
They are. We tend to get them out. We can absolutely say on most days, weather permitting, they will be out from 11 to 5, and sometimes it's a little earlier and sometimes it's a little later than that. But 11 to 5 are good hours.
Great. Well, we look forward to seeing them. Lynn, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.